Welcome, everybody, to the Mike Tech Show, show number 723. This marks the 15th anniversary of the Mike Tech Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial, and you can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. The show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. If you need an online, reliable, secure backup solution that works cross-platform, whether it be Windows Server, Windows for the Workstation, Mac, Linux, you want to use MagnusBox. You can check out the demo and try it out and kick the tires. Go to MagnusBox, MagnusBox.com. Make sure to mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. And when you sign up, your first 3 months will be half price. I have 20 clients that very happy that every night backing up to the cloud. And if I got to restore a file, it's simple. It's easy. The software is, the client is reliable and easy to configure. Check it out. And if you forget where to go, you can click on the banner on the left-hand side of miketechshow.com. Today marks the 15th anniversary of when I started podcasting. The very first show that I posted, and it's still available, was March 6th, 2005. I'm recording this on Thursday night, March 5th. So I'm like, that's close enough. Guy actually recorded it on the 5th and then figured out how to post it up on the 6th. And then even before that, I recorded two test podcasts that I know back on one of the milestone shows I've linked because they were for friends and coworkers to listen to the show and give me comments. And, you know, it was interesting starting out, and I have loved it, never looked back. I have selected a lot of different references that I'm going to talk about tonight through the past 15 years. And it's amazing how many of them were within the first 200 shows, and especially the first 100 shows. There's a lot happening in podcasting in 2005. So we'll see if we have time to talk about anything else tonight. But for right now, we're going to concentrate on a journey back where I'm going to highlight a lot of shows. And you can easily get to them with a website. It hasn't been updated in a while, but it's still valid. It's still working. And you can get a lot of these links. And it's the Mike Tech Show Wiki. And it's mtswiki.com. And that's everything tonight is from the wiki that's organized there. That was, it's still being hosted by Winston Wolf, and was maintained by Barbara, who was, I will call, a Mike Tech Show super fan. And she also was the link to Carrie Holzman, which I'm going to talk about. And, you know, every appearance that I've ever had on Computer America is still available and online, and I'm going to show you how to get to those links. So we got a lot to cover tonight, but I wanted to start off the show with a tremendous email from Kate, who's been there since the beginning, and she can't make it into the chat tonight or listen live, and she sent me this wonderful email on congratulations for my anniversary. Hey, Mike, I won't be around Thursday when you record your 15-year anniversary show, so I'm sending you my congratulations early. Incredible but true. You outlasted the Mac Switcher guy, the Trenches guy, and just about everyone else. Well done. Looking back to the year 2005, and she goes over a lot of things here, which is very, very cool. Well, and sad. Hurricane Katrina dominated the news. The top TV shows were American Idol, which I never watched. CSI, I loved the first few seasons of CSI. Desperate Housewives, no. Survivor, yes, I watched Survivor. CSI Miami, Without a Trace. Grey's Anatomy, and Everybody Loves Raymond. Love Everybody Loves Raymond. Million Dollar Baby won the Oscar for Best Picture. Jamie Foxx and Hilary Swank won Best Actor, Actress. We Belong Together by Mariah Carey was the top song on the Billboard Top 100. Neither the Philadelphia Phillies nor the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series. Neither the Philadelphia Eagles nor the San Francisco 49ers won the Super Bowl. No one won the Stanley Cup. There was a lockout. I totally forgot about that. In technology, YouTube, Reddit, and Google Maps were introduced. Xbox 360, Slingbox, Verizon Fios, and the iPad Nano hit the market. Yahoo bought Flickr. Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace, and eBay bought Skype. The most visited websites in 2005. Could you imagine? Yahoo was number one. Then MSN, Time Warner, Google was four. Also in 2005, This Week in Tech was launched by Leo Laporte, the only guy you haven't outlasted so far. So much gratitude, Mike, for 15 years of solid tech advice and entertainment. Can't wait to see what technology advances the next 15 years will bring. How do you think you'll be delivering your podcasts in 2035? All the best, Kate. Thank you so much for that. It put a big smile on my face. Now, 15 years from now, 2035, we're going to go to the crystal ball. There is a possibility. I'm going to say I'm doing this show once a month, maybe twice a month. Now that I said that, see, I set it up so I'll be doing it every year. Every week still. But I'll be doing it from my retirement house in Florida. So even if I end up somewhere else in the world, there will be a microphone, there will be internet service, and with a mixer, a microphone, and internet service, there'll be a Mike Tech Show. As long as I can still speak and be able to use my body, let's see, I'm 59, 15 years from now, so I'm 74 at that time. I hope to be around, knock wood, you know? So thank you. There was a bunch of things, and I'm going to link, of course, mtswiki.com. is the first link. Then I'm also going to link show one, because that is the first show that began it all. And I started going from the beginning all the way through and started looking at all the topics. I was looking at the show notes. I started playing some audio this week of some of the shows, and I've marked a bunch of shows that deserves some recognition, and I wanted to mention. Show number 10, which was May 7th, was a milestone show for me because it was the first preparing for the job interview show. And there's another show that I'm going to get to that doubles down on that. And I reconstruct that audio, and I'm going to describe how that's the another show evolved from that. But that was the first preparing for the job interview that was at the time when I was looking at statistics, it was the most downloaded show that I've ever done. And I was so proud of it because so many people responded back thanking me and really crediting me with helping them get a job. And that is what really just blew me away, that many people. And, you know, that show 15 years ago still holds up today and preparing for the interview. And that PDF is still available. So let's go to the very next week, show 11 on May 14th. That was my first sponsor. So I'm only 11 shows in, and I'm contacted by Nitro Security, which is not around anymore, which actually is, they didn't become Untangle, but they were like Untangle back then. It was a firewall for intrusion detection, intrusion prevention. Nitro Security, I'll never forget, and I hope he's listening still, the rep for that product, Mike Trites, it was awesome, and he had his company sponsor my show, and I was only 11 shows in, so that was really cool. Now, show 23. By now, I've joined the Tech Podcast Network, and I got to admit, I'm pretty disappointed. We had high expectations back then for the Tech Podcast Network. And in the beginning, oh, by the way, I got to say, my sister is in the chat, and I got to say hello to Ann. And I, Gracie, I am waving, and she says hi, my niece. So my sister Ann, who's 4 years older than me, and I'm really glad she's in the chat tonight. So I got to say hi. I believe she's watching and listening from Florida. So one of the things for the Tech Podcast Network, when I joined that, I was invited. You had to be invited. You couldn't just apply. They reached out to you. And so I was really honored. It was a way to group a bunch of tech shows together and leverage that for advertising. So very, very cool. And I was able to then have three sponsors at the time. So it was Nitro Security, of course, and GoToMeeting and GoDaddy sponsored my show. So in 2005, remember, we're only on show 23 here. Things are really kicking in. So now, this is, I would say, the tipping point, show 30. This is September 24th, 2005. And this is the show where I put the ultimate collection of portable utilities. I put them all together in a zip file, and I put it up to download. And there was a website at the time that some of you who remember, his name was Kevin Rose, who's now a venture capitalist. He started the website Digg, D-I-G-G. And that was your site that you would go to for all things tech and anything happening. And if you clicked and dig it, that means, you know, you recommend that topic or that note, that website. The more digs you got, the more you get to the front page. So all of a sudden, I'm having trouble getting to my own website. And then I notice I got an email from someone said, Mike, you made the front page of Dig. And I was like, wow, okay. So now you couldn't download the zip file. The server that was hosting my show couldn't handle the volume. So this is where I meet Winston Wolf, where he was a listener and we were going back and forth, you know, on emails. And he reached out and said, Mike, I can help you with a mirror to the download. So this way you wouldn't, you know, you'd still be able to download that zip file. And he gave me the bandwidth. I quickly edited the site. We chatted and he hosted the zip file on his website. I added the mirror and it was so cool. Even later in the day on Dig, where the note was, oh, his zip, you know, zip file, because, you know, there's too many people accessing it. You can't get to it. And then there was a post. He found a mirror and the zip file's back up. And everybody kept downloading it again. So my statistics, and I'll never forget the website, I believe it was Brinkster at the time, hosting my website. I used to get, 100, 200, at, you know, maximum. I was like, wow, 200 people hit the website. And you see a graph, and then you see that day, September 24th, go from 200 to over 9,000 hits. And that, as you look back, I would say, is the tipping point of the Mike Tech Show. And that's where it really started to take off. And I started to get a lot more volume, a lot more downloads. So a lot was happening in 2005. Let's keep going. And I hope, my wife, who's suffering from dental surgery today, I hear her in the kitchen, and I hope she hears this, because this is the next show, which was show 57, which was April 1st, 2006. This is the infamous CatCast. So it's now April 1st, and it's falling on a Thursday night where I'm doing my show, and I decide, wait a second here. I'm going to have some fun with my listeners. And I would get my wife to do a show about cats, but at the same time, literally read the sponsor advertising for Nitro Security, for all of the, it was tremendous. But I never let everybody off the hook by saying, oh, April Fools. I just assumed that everybody would know. The tech show didn't turn into a cat show. It's an April Fool's joke, people. It's April 1st. Well, please don't get insulted, but it's when I learned my listeners didn't have the sense of humor that I thought they would have. And I actually got hate mail for the first time. Why are you're changing to a cat show? How dare you? And I mean, I got real hate mail. I had to come on the following week and say, everybody calm down. It was an April Fool's joke. Please, yeah, relax. So I had to bring that up. And that was show number 57. So now we are moving in to 2007, and Friday, February 9th, 2007, marks my first appearance on the Computer America radio show. This is a national live radio show, and it was because of a listener, Barbara, who listened to Computer America, listened to my show, and introduced Carrie Holzman and I. And every other Friday night, Carrie would host the show by himself and he would get his own guests. And so he would have me on and we hit it off. It was great. So one of the things you want to do is, if you want to listen to all 21 appearances that I've had with Carrie that predates Tech Vets. This was a national radio show that I love doing, and I got some more experience, and especially that live vibe that of experience. Well, I'll never forget, there was one Friday night, and it was before Carrie was going live, and he calls me up and he says, "Mike, can you jump on and be my guest? My guest canceled for tonight." And I said, "Okay, yeah, no problem." I said, "Okay, what are we going to talk about? We got to, you know, I need my show notes. I need an outline. What are we going to do? What emails?" And he says, "Relax, we'll wing it." I said, it's live radio. And he's like, "Ah, don't worry about it." And that was the rapport that began with Carrie and myself, where we really hit it off and linked. We both feel passionate about technology, but we come at things a little different. I will solve something maybe a little different than Carrie will. I would come at things, and a lot of people who know me can't believe this, but the softer, gentler, kinder solution, the kinder mic, where Carrie was the and I'll make a Seinfeld reference, the soup Nazi. He was the tech Nazi, you know, no support for you. So he came at things a little brisker, a little tougher, and we could beat up a topic, and both ways are being presented for the listener to choose. And we had a lot of fun and still do. And that was the precursor to Tech Vets, which is another podcast. I wish we did more of them, but there's 149 shows at tech-vets.com. So now, hold on, we got these 21 shows that are multiple hours. Then we got 149 shows on top of this for Tech Vets. There's a lot of content out there if you want to hear my voice. Then May 10th, 2007. This marks what you are witnessing right now, which is doing the show live on the internet. The founder of Ustream reached out to me and asked if I would record my show live on Ustream. And I was like, wait a second. You mean to tell me you want me to record an audio podcast live on the internet and people are going to come watch? And he says, absolutely. He says, can you do it at 7:30 on Thursday nights? And I was like, yeah. They even designed a logo, everything for me. They would put me on the front page because when Ustream was starting, they were starved for content. He listened to my show, and it was great. And I would say that was like the second tipping point where I would get a lot of viewers joining the show. Now, Ustream has since been bought by IBM, exorbitant fees. And I've now moved to Twitch, which is anybody in the chat right now watching. And I would say I'm probably more on Twitch because of my son, Tyler, who's a gamer. And of course, the gaming community revolves around Twitch a lot for sharing info and watching the games. But, you know, it works fine for this platform, too, for my show. So, and I love the Twitch interface, and I've done nothing to promote myself with Twitch. I don't have any audio posted up. I don't have the custom page done. I have a lot to do, but you got to have time to do that. And when you're doing all these things and then having family and then running your own business, it gets pretty difficult. So anyway, that was the first time I was on Twitch. Show 129, June 16th, 2007. I'm on vacation and I need to post a show. So I decide to repackage preparing for the job interview and I make it a mega show. I repost, I re-edit that audio, but then I add two more things: writing an effective resume and job search sites. This is show 129, and this is the show if anybody is looking for a job and you want an outline of how to write a good resume, you want a motivational audio on how to handle the job interview, and all of the main websites for searching for a job, those PDFs are still available to be downloaded, and they're still good 15 years later. So check them out if you haven't already. A lot of my longtime listeners, regulars, they definitely are with it and still, you know, you've heard all of this and maybe you forgot about some of this. So if you haven't, if you're new to the show, hey, we got some things now you can go back to listen. So now comes show 144, September 16th, 2007. It's the first Mike Tech Show listener roundtable. So I host it. Many Saturday afternoon topics with a roundtable discussion with four or five listeners, and we would go around and talk about a topic, and you got a whole group of those shows. So clearly, I was, you know, I'm still invested in, obviously, into the Mike Tech Show, but I seem to be able to find more time when you're not running your own business, and you kind of find more time. So I was able to be on Computer America. We did Tech Vets. We did the Mike Tech Show. We did a listener roundtable. I was also part of a podcast that we only did a few shows called The Philly Tech Guys. I mean, I was all in. And then, you know, life happens and things change. And you know, I get laid off in 2008, and I don't have the time that I need to dedicate to a lot of this. And I got to start my own business and get it up and running. And I am proud to say that MHS Consulting, I've been full time for 12 years. So that, you know, I enjoy that. I love doing it, and it's what brings topics to the table. Now, I turned 49 on November 17th, 2009, and there's a link on the wiki to a very special birthday present from my listeners. And it was sent to me on the 16th, the night before my birthday. And this, again, was orchestrated by the super fan, Barbara, who contacted an artist that I'm going to be playing songs from her at the end of the show, somebody who was local, who really has started to make it really big, Liz Longley. And I'm going to play a couple songs from her. And oh, by coincidence, my wife and I have tickets. She's in Philadelphia this Saturday night, and I'm going to be seeing her on Saturday night, and hopefully you'll see some pictures on Facebook for after the show. Anyway, she got Liz to sing Happy Birthday to me on a voicemail recording. Also, the piano music from the intro and the outro of all my shows is a great, great master of the piano, Rob Costolo. And Rob plays Happy Birthday on the piano with a great message. She also orchestrated almost everybody who was a regular from the chat to call in and record. And there's this massive birthday message that is unbelievable. And that was 2009. So I had to bring that up. So now let's skip ahead. Show 359. And this is June 4th, 2011. And it's the very first Mike Tech Show meetup in Pittsburgh, of all places. So a couple months before that, I mentioned that I'm bringing my two sons, Ryan and Michael, up to Pittsburgh to see some Phillies games where the Phillies are playing Pittsburgh. We've never been there. We wanted to see PNC Park, and I'm going to be there for a weekend. Now, this is amazing because I mentioned that in the chat, and there were four people in the chat that were from Pittsburgh, and the meetup was born in the chat room on a show a couple months before. I'm at a Holiday Inn, and I call up, you know, a month before, and I talk to the manager, and the manager says, you know, I have nothing going on that Saturday, because I have tickets for Friday night, tickets for Sunday. I deliberately don't schedule anything for Saturday because we're going to do the meetup. And he says, you can have the conference room. You can have the room. And I was like, that's awesome. So the Holiday Inn gave me the room. We sent out, we had soda and pizza, I think, and some different things. And Barbara, Winston Wolf, Uncle Al, Byer Brown, Joe, who you see in the chat, him and his son. There were so many people that came in for this little meetup in Pittsburgh. Anyway, that blew me away. So that was pretty cool. So now, another milestone, June 28th, 2012. And I'm proud to say that since then, they are still a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show. And that is Instant House Call. Corey Fruitman from Instant House Call reaches out to me. I play with the product for months before I allow them to be a sponsor. And one of the things that's really nice is it leads to show 500 in March of 2014. That was the 500th show meetup in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. And Corey reached out to me and said, Mike, I want to be part of that. I want to help sponsor that meetup. And he's in Canada. And I was like, absolutely. And he comes down and he brings the Flying Monkeys and anybody that was there. I had a great time, you know, Taz, and we had a tremendous time. And he paid for the food, and I got the hall, again, a Holiday Inn. We had a wonderful time. The night before, we got together and did a quick meetup and drove down to Gino's Steaks in South Philadelphia. And, you know, the rest is history. So that was show 500. Carrie Holzman flies out. It is the first time that Carrie and I meet face to face with show 500. A lot of people don't realize that. So we meet face to face. We do a Mike Tech Show. We do a Tech Vets that day. I interview Corey. It was, a tremendous day. And everybody had a great time who came out. And it was the beginning of what has spawned into these little conventions and meetups that happen every year now. That show 500, that's where it began. Or should I say it really began on that meetup in Pittsburgh in 2011. And that leads us to tonight, which is the 15th anniversary of doing the show. There's so many things. It's the feedback and the email. You've been with me ups and downs. Sometimes I believe I'm leaving something because I do get personal sometimes, and I try not to do it too much because it's a tech show, but it's, yes, there's a little piece. This is the Mike Smith reality show in a way. And there's over 700 shows out there. Another 21 and 150. We're talking almost 1,000 shows that my nieces, nephews, grandchildren can play back. The internet has brought something that years ago we would never think possible of leaving a piece of yourself out there that can be listened to and touched. And I'm very mindful of that anytime I'm recording. And as you know, when I come to play, I leave it all out on the field. There's nothing left. You know, there's been shows where when I'm done, I'm wiped. And you know, when you've heard me talk live, I don't do anything halfway. I'm all in, and I give it. Oh, you know, how can you give over 100%? I don't know, but I find a way to. You know, one thing when I'm talking live and presenting, and I enjoy doing that so much, give me the biggest audience that you can, and I will make sure nobody is going to fall asleep. And you know that as I walk the room and I talk and I make that happen. So, oh, thank you. My sister saying good night, and love you too, Ann. And it's emotion, and a lot of this it comes from the heart. I want to give back. It's something I know I'm helping when I get those emails. And you know, I've gotten a lot of emails that I don't read, and they are personal thank you emails and messages that, you know, really, you know, touch my heart, where someone has found a job because they were at their wit's end and listened to my podcast on preparing for the interview and got motivated and went to that next interview and nailed it. And you know, I was part of that spark that was lit to help motivate them. And that's what I enjoy doing. And I enjoy talking about tech. There's a lot of times where, especially when I was in the corporate world, where that just something happened on Thursdays that was just, well, now you know the genesis of Thursday night, which was all because of Ustream. And when there were Thursdays where I just had the roughest, worst day you could imagine, and getting behind the microphone and talking was like therapy. That I was like, it was a chance for me to let it out and just be able to talk it through. So that's what this has been. And I truly believe that everybody listening, you are my extended family. And I thank you so much for being part of this and for supporting me. I can't not take advantage of this segue. And the best way to show your support for all of this, use our Amazon link. That, I know this is shameless. The Amazon link that Carrie Holzman and I share makes a difference. Let me tell you, we just got our commission from December, because remember, it's always 2 months after. And you make a difference. When you use that Amazon link and then add items into your shopping cart and then check out, your price is the same. That pays bills. That helps keep the lights on. That pays for the bandwidth and pays for it. Makes a big difference. No matter how small, no matter how big, when you buy from Amazon, you use that link. Wow, that makes a big, big difference. And something else, and I am so proud, the new sponsor, Magnus Box, you are responsible. We are adding, he is getting multiple clients because of this show. And that is so awesome, because I love and use the product. Keep it up. Instant house call. It's why he's been a sponsor for 8 years. You know, I am so proud of that. That's what I, this is, you know, I eat my own dog food. If I talk about something, I am using it. I use Instant House Call every day. I use Magnus Box, an affiliate, the link that you're going to see that's in the show notes, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. We use that every week. When I talk about an affiliation or a sponsorship with a product, it's because I personally love it, use it, stand behind it. Because I won't, I will not, and I will never lead you to something that can cause harm, I won't do it. It's just not in my DNA. It's not in my makeup. I can't just take any sponsor and talk about it unless I believe in it and I use it. And that's what I think you count on, and you know. That is it. Oh no. We gotta play some music. So one of my favorite artists that I've played for throughout the years, and definitely the most played music ever in the Mike Tech Show, other than Rob Koslow's intro and outro, is Liz Longley. And I was looking and I was like, what do I pick? And I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick one song that goes way back. And this is one of the first songs that I heard Liz do. And give a listen. I think you'll agree. This is a really good song.
Tossing and turning relentlessly, and I know you'd be lying if you told me you were fine. And you've been screaming in your head, swallowing the words that I know you would have said if you just breathe. Oh, my heart is tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble. So what do you need? I'll kiss you awake when you've had a bad dream, and I'll tell you a story, make it up as I go, or I'll sing you a song that I know that you know. It goes, my heart tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. You and I tree and the vine. Oh, my darling, we're so delicately intertwined. I'll ease your pain 'cause you ease mine. Oh, my heart is tangled all around you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Oh, my life is arm in arm with you. When you've got trouble, I've got trouble too. Ah.
that is Liz Longley from an album 2010, Hot Loose Wire, and that is When You've Got Trouble. She has a new album that you should absolutely get and download. And I no promises, but if I intend to see her after the show on Saturday night, and maybe I'll buy a couple of the new CDs, get her autograph, and maybe we'll figure out a way to give it out. I actually have her album Weightless, which is autographed for a listener that I've never did a contest. So maybe we'll have a Liz Longley contest and you can get some autographed CDs. Anyway, cause I've met her a couple times now and it's great. So her new CD is Funeral for My Past. It's very interesting because when she wrote this, she went to her record label and they didn't want to do anything. And she had to wait so she could get all of the rights for everything that she wrote. They didn't produce it. And she crowdfunded getting this put out. And I was so glad that I was able to contribute to that. And I got the links and I was going to play something for that, but I'm like, nah, we'll go old school. We'll go 10 years ago for one of her songs that I like. There's so many songs. So go to LizLongley.com. But I'm going to have some Amazon links also to where you can get her CDs. That's it. Thank you so much for staying subscribed all this time. And I'll see you back here. We'll be back with the regular tech stories from the trenches and tips and tricks and tech emails next week. Same time, same channel, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.